Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Alan Lai, and this is the Cooking Corner here on Sight into Sound Radio. Since this is Memorial Day weekend, today's theme is going to be barbecue. The first recipe comes from the Food Network, and this is for Neely's Wet Barbecue Ribs. The difficulty level is rated as easy. It takes a total of 10 hours and 25 minutes. That's 6 hours for cooking, 4 hours inactive, and a prep time of 25 minutes. The yield is listed as 4 servings. Here are your ingredients. For the sauce, you need 32 ounces of ketchup, 16 ounces of water, 6 ounces brown sugar, 6 ounces white sugar, 1 tablespoon of freshly ground black pepper, 1 tablespoon of onion powder, 1 tablespoon of dry mustard powder, 2 ounces of lemon juice, 2 ounces of Worcestershire sauce, 8 ounces of apple cider vinegar, and 2 ounces of light corn syrup. For the ribs, you'll need 3 to 4 pounds of spare ribs. And then you'll need 2 ounces of Neely seasoning mix. The recipe will follow. So for the seasoning mix, you're going to need 4 ounces of paprika, 2 ounces of sugar, and 1 teaspoon of onion powder, and you would put that into a bowl and mix it thoroughly. As for cooking, the first step is combine all of the sauce ingredients in a stock pot or large Dutch oven. Bring to a boil over high heat, stirring frequently to prevent sticking. Reduce the temperature to low and simmer, uncovered, for at least 30 minutes. Meanwhile, trim the spare ribs, removing the upper brisket bone and any excess fat. This will produce a St. Louis-style rib. Rinse the ribs and season with Neely seasoning, and then cover and refrigerate for 4 to 12 hours. Step 2. Indirect cooking in a barbecue pit is recommended to prevent burning. Cook at 250 degrees with the curled side of the ribs facing up for the first 3 hours, and then increase the temperature to 300 degrees for the final 3 hours. Baste the ribs only during the last 30 minutes of cooking to prevent the sauce from burning. The next recipe, also from Food Network, is for pellet grill smoked ribs. Difficulty is rated as easy, a total of 5 hours and 30 minutes, an active time of 30 minutes, with a yield of 4 to 6 servings. The editor's comments are as follows. The pellet grill might be the best thing to happen to barbecue since fire was invented. With no need to constantly tend a fire or monitor smoke and heat, it makes smoking much easier. We tested out baby back ribs, spare ribs, and St. Louis-style ribs. Overall, we preferred the St. Louis-style, although you can substitute spare ribs. For the sauce, we went with a balanced blend of vinegar and sweetness that really lets the smoky flavor of the meat shine. Here are your ingredients. Kosher salt and coarsely ground black pepper, 4 teaspoons of paprika, 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, 2 full racks of St. Louis-style pork ribs, 2.5 to 3 pounds, 2/3 of a cup of apple cider vinegar, 2 cups ketchup, 1/3 of a cup of distilled white vinegar, 1/3 cup dark brown sugar, 2 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce, and 1 to 2 teaspoons of hot sauce to taste. Here are your directions. For your special equipment, you will need a pellet grill, a spray bottle basting brush and heavy-duty foil. Step 1. Preheat a pellet grill to 275 degrees. Combine two tablespoons salt, 4 tablespoons coarsely ground black pepper, and 2 teaspoons paprika in a small bowl. Rub each rack of ribs all over with 1 tablespoon oil and sprinkle evenly with the salt and spice mixture on both sides. Step 2. Transfer the ribs, meat side up, to the grill grates. Cover the grill and cook for 1 hour. Step 3. Meanwhile, combine 1/3 cup cider vinegar with 1/3 cup water in a spray bottle. After 1 hour, spray the ribs with the vinegar-water mixture so they are damp all over. Cover and cook for 1 more hour. Step 4. Meanwhile, combine the ketchup, 3/4 cup water, the remaining 1/3 cup cider vinegar, white vinegar, brown sugar, Worcestershire sauce, 2 teaspoons salt, 2 teaspoons pepper, hot sauce, and the remaining 2 teaspoons paprika in a medium saucepan. Cook over medium heat until the mixture is warmed through and the sugar is melted, about 2 minutes. Set aside. Step 5. Check the ribs and spray them again with vinegar water. They should be starting to take on a red color from the smoke. Cover and cook until they are deep red, 30 to 45 minutes. Spray the ribs once more, then brush the meaty part of each rack with 1/4 cup of the sauce. Close the grill and cook for another 15 minutes so the sauce can set. Step 6. Lay down 2 pieces of heavy-duty foil that are long enough to enclose each rack on a work surface and spread half of each sheet with 1/4 cup sauce. Transfer the rib racks, meat side down, onto the saucy part of the foil. Coat the bone sides with 1/4 cup sauce and a few sprays of the vinegar water, then fold the foil over and seal tightly. Step 7. Add another layer of foil if the first has punctured during wrapping. Transfer the ribs to a rimmed baking sheet and place on the grill. The baking sheet will catch any juices that leak out. Cover and cook until tender, but not falling off the bone, about 2 hours. Step 8. Remove from the grill and let rest 5 minutes before carefully unwrapping. Watch out for hot steam. Slice each rack into individual rib portions and serve with the remaining sauce. Cook's note: refer to the manufacturer's guide for specific instructions about lighting and operating your pellet grill. The next recipe is courtesy of Sunny Anderson. This is for easy barbecue short ribs. Difficulty is rated as easy. A total of 3 hours and 10 minutes. Active time of 10 minutes, with a yield of 6 servings. Here are your ingredients. 4 pounds of boneless beef short ribs, cut into 3-inch long pieces. Kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper. 2/3 of a cup of light brown sugar. 1 teaspoon of Hungarian paprika. 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 tablespoon of white vinegar. 1/2 teaspoon dried ground thyme. 2/3 of a cup of ketchup. 1 tablespoon of yellow mustard. And 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. The directions. Preheat the oven to 300 degrees. Arrange the short ribs in a 13-by-9-inch baking dish and season with salt and pepper to taste. In a small bowl, combine all the remaining ingredients and stir to incorporate. Pour the sauce over the ribs and toss well, coating all the pieces. Cover with aluminum foil and roast until cooked through and tender, about 3 hours. Remove the foil during the last 30 minutes of cooking to brown the top. Transfer to a serving platter and serve. The next recipe is from the Neely's, and this is for sweet cola ribs. It is rated as easy. Does require a total of 15 hours and 10 minutes. Preparation time is 15 minutes, an inactive time of 12 hours, cooking time of 2 hours and 55 minutes, with a yield of 4 servings. The notes say, these ribs will blow you away. The smoke and indirect heat leave you with deliciously tender ribs, while the cola packs a punch of unexpected sweetness. Our secret is removing the fatty membrane from the ribs before cooking and glazing them to sweet perfection at the end of the grill time. Here are your ingredients. For the barbecue sauce, 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil, 1 medium onion, finely chopped, 3 cloves of garlic, finely chopped, 2 cups of ketchup, 1 can of cola, 1/2 cup apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons brown sugar, 1/2 tablespoon freshly ground black pepper, 1/2 tablespoon onion powder, 1/2 tablespoon ground mustard, 1/2 tablespoon of lemon juice, and 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. For the dry rub, you will need 2 tablespoons of salt, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of garlic powder, 2 teaspoons onion powder, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, and 1 teaspoon of black pepper. For the ribs, you need 2 racks of pork spare ribs, about 3 pounds each. Here are your directions. Number 1, for the sauce. In a medium saucepan, over medium heat, add oil. Once heated, add the onion and garlic and saute until tender. Add all the remaining sauce ingredients and bring it to a boil. Reduce the heat to a simmer and cook uncovered, stirring frequently for 1 hour 15 minutes. For the dry rub, whisk all dry ingredients together in a small bowl. This can be stored up to 6 months in an airtight container. For the ribs, rinse and dry ribs. Place on a clean cutting board. Pull off the membrane and trim the ribs of excess fat. Liberally season both sides of the ribs with rub. Wrap ribs with plastic wrap and refrigerate 4 to 12 hours so flavors can permeate. Step 7. Preheat the grill to 250 degrees using hickory and charcoal. Set up your grill for indirect heat. Step 8. Place the ribs, meatier side down, on the grill away from the coals. Close the grill cover. Cook the pork ribs for 1 hour 15 minutes, flipping several times for even cooking. Coat the ribs with the sweet cola barbecue sauce and cook for another 20 minutes. And there is a note here to say, make sure that you save some of the sauce for dipping when the ribs are served. This next recipe, which comes from the Food Network Kitchen, is for bourbon peach glazed baby back ribs. The note here, no grill, no problem. These instantly craveable ribs are made from start to finish in the oven. Using peach preserves instead of the fresh fruit in the savory glaze means this pantry-friendly meal can be made year-round, not just during the summer. The difficulty level is rated as easy. a total of 3 hours, which includes the marinating time, an active time of 25 minutes with a yield of 4 to 6 servings. Here are your ingredients. 1 teaspoon of smoked paprika, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, 1 tablespoon chili powder, 2 tablespoons packed light brown sugar, 2 racks of baby back ribs, about 1 pound each, 3 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 3 tablespoons of bourbon, and 1/2 cup peach preserves. For your cooking, step 1, combine the smoked paprika, onion powder, garlic powder, 2 1/2 teaspoons salt, 1 1/2 teaspoon pepper, chili powder, and brown sugar in a small bowl. Stir to combine. Step 2. Place each rack of ribs on a large piece of aluminum foil. It will eventually need to completely seal the rack, and place on a baking sheet. Generously sprinkle the dry rub on both sides of the ribs. Leave uncovered and place in the refrigerator, meat side up, for at least 1 hour and up to overnight. Step 3. Preheat the oven to 300 degrees. Step 4. In another small bowl, whisk the vinegar, bourbon, preserves, 2 tablespoons water, and a large pinch of salt and pepper together. Pour half of the mixture over each rack and tightly seal each in the foil, crimping the edges to make a packet. Step 5. Transfer the foil packets on the baking sheet to the oven and bake until the meat is tender and starts to pull away from the bones, about 1 1/2 hours. Step 6. Remove the baking sheet from the oven. Carefully open the foil packets and pour the liquid into a small saucepan. Bring to a strong simmer over medium-high heat and cook until it is reduced by about half and becomes a thin but syrupy glaze, stirring frequently, 6 to 8 minutes. It will thicken further as it cools. Step 7. Line another baking sheet with foil and gently transfer the ribs to it. Position a rack on the top level of the oven and preheat the broiler. Step 8. Using a pastry brush, generously coat the ribs with about half of the glaze. Broil until browned and charred in spots, 2 to 4 minutes. Brush generously with some of the remaining glaze and return to the broiler until deeply browned and charred in additional spots, 2 to 4 minutes more. Brush the finished ribs with any remaining glaze. Slice each rack between the bones and serve. You're listening to The Cooking Corner on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. Next up, we have a recipe for smoked salmon from Alton Brown. I need to give you a heads up, though. This takes over a day. The listed time is 1 day, 5 hours, and 30 minutes. Preparation is 1 day and 30 minutes. Cooking time is 5 hours. The yield is 20 to 30 portions, obviously depending on the size. Okay, here are your ingredients. 1 cup of kosher salt, 1/2 cup sugar, 1/2 cup dark brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of crushed black peppercorns, 2 large salmon fillets or sides, pin bones removed. Here are your directions. In a bowl, mix together the salt, sugar, brown sugar, and peppercorns. Spread extra wide aluminum foil a little longer than the length of the fish and top with an equally long layer of plastic wrap. Sprinkle 1/3 of the rub onto the plastic. Lay one side of the fish skin down onto the rub. Sprinkle 1/3 of the rub onto the flesh of the salmon. Place the second side of salmon, flesh down, onto the first side. Use the remaining rub to cover the skin on the top piece. Fold plastic over to cover, then close edges of foil together and crimp tightly around the fish. Place wrapped fish onto a plank or sheet pan and top with another plank or pan. Weigh it down with a heavy phone book or a brick or two and refrigerate for 12 hours. Flip the fish over and refrigerate another 12 hours. Some juice will leak out during the process, so make sure there's a place for the runoff to gather. Unwrap fish and rinse off the cure with cold water. Pat the salmon with paper towels and then place in a cool, dry place, but not the refrigerator, until the surface of the fish is dry and matte, like 1 to 3 hours, depending on humidity. A fan may be used to speed the process. Smoke the fish over smoldering hardwood chips or sawdust, keeping the temperature inside the smoker between 150 degrees and 160 degrees F until the thickest part of the fish registers 150 degrees. Serve immediately or cool to room temperature. Wrap tightly and refrigerate for up to 3 days. Cook's note: trout, mackerel, and bluefish also smoke well. Our next recipe comes from the Food Network's Alton Brown, and this is for Who Loves Ya Baby Back Ribs. Difficulty level is listed as intermediate, with a total of 4 hours and 35 minutes. Preparation time is 1 hour, 10 minutes. Cooking time, 3 hours, 25 minutes, with a yield of 2 slabs of ribs. Here are your ingredients. 2 whole slabs of pork baby back ribs. For the dry rub, 8 tablespoons of light brown sugar, tightly packed. 3 tablespoons of kosher salt. 1 tablespoon chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon ground black pepper. 1/2 teaspoon cayenne pepper. 1/2 teaspoon jalapeno seasoning. 1/2 teaspoon Old Bay seasoning. 1/2 teaspoon of rubbed thyme. And 1/2 teaspoon of onion powder. For the braising liquid, you need 1 cup of white wine, 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon of honey, and 2 cloves of garlic chopped. Here are your directions. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 250 degrees. Step 2. In a bowl, combine all dry ingredients and mix well. Place each slab of baby back ribs on a piece of heavy-duty aluminum foil, shiny side down. Sprinkle each side generously with the dry rub. Pat the dry rub into the meat. Refrigerate the ribs for a minimum of 1 hour. In a microwavable container, combine all ingredients for the braising liquid. Microwave on high for 1 minute. Step 3. Place the ribs on a baking sheet. Open one end of the foil on each slab and pour half of the braising liquid into each foil packet. Tilt the baking sheet in order to equally distribute the braising liquid. Braise the ribs in the oven for 2.5 hours. Step 4. Transfer the braising liquid into a medium saucepot. Bring the liquid to a simmer and reduce by half or until a thick syrup consistency. Brush the glaze onto the ribs. Place under the broiler just until the glaze caramelizes lightly. Slice each slab into 2 rib bone portions. Place the remaining hot glaze into a bowl and toss the rib portions in the glaze. The cook's note: this recipe makes several batches of dry rub. If more rub is needed, it can be extended by any amount as long as you maintain the same ratio. The last recipe for today is going to be for a rib dry rub. It's courtesy of Central Barbecue. Difficulty is rated as easy. It takes a total of 10 minutes. And the yield is about 9 tablespoons, or enough for about 4 servings. Here are your ingredients. 1 tablespoon of cumin. 1 tablespoon paprika. 1 tablespoon granulated garlic. 1 tablespoon granulated onion. 1 tablespoon of chili powder. 1 tablespoon brown sugar. 2 tablespoons kosher salt. 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. 1 teaspoon black pepper. And 1 teaspoon of white pepper. Combine all the ingredients in a large bowl and mix well. You can store in an airtight container. Pack the dry rub onto your next rack of ribs. We've come to the end of our program. This has been the Cooking Corner. I'm Alan Lai, and this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.